Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic is over there, and there's Roy O'Hagan, everybody. And here we go. It is it's Wednesday morning, the 24th of September, and for Cork hurling fans, it's a day that was going to come. News yesterday that Hoggy decided that is it for the county jersey. I'm wearing my county jersey today.
You're
and my
right.
little hat. You gotta get a use out of it. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
Get plenty of use out of it next year, don't worry.
Oh, you know it. Anyway, where were you when you heard the news yesterday, Roar?
I was just after coming home from training.
Okay.
When you text me.
All right.
You actually broke the news to me.
Oh, did I?
I hadn't actually checked my phone because I'd just gotten back into the car and a sudden message like, oh, Hoggy Richard.
Patrick Horgan, Hoggy, has decided to retire from Intercounty Hurling after 18 seasons. The all-time top scorer, 4 All-Stars, Munster Senior Hurling Championships, 2014, 17, 18, 2025. The list, Rory, goes on and on and on.
Yeah, not to mention a National League winner this year as well. But just look, an incredible servant to Cork Hurling over those 18 years, an incredible performer, an incredible professional, an incredible athlete, and just adored by everyone in Cork from young and old alike. You can see, like, after matches when kids run to the pitch, they're all over Patrick Horgan, and he has time for every single one of them.
Yeah, I'd say everybody in Cork has something signed by Hoggy, have
I'd
you?
At this stage, yeah.
Yeah.
And just look, an incredibly nice guy. And look, he retires after he owes nothing to Cork. Mm-hmm. He owes nothing to the Cork public. He retires after an incredible career, and he will retire as one of the best to have played the game.
Absolutely. And this is the moment that he became the highest scorer of all time.
So here's the chance of the all-time scoring record in the National League, and it falls to Patrick Horgan playing in his 95th National League game, up and over the crossbar, and he is the history maker.
And then the amount of goals, Rory, how many times has that man saved Cork in the dying minutes?
Here's Patrick Horgan. Horgan for the goal! What a finish!
Now, you think about the amount of days you've had out following the Cork hurlers around the country, around the county, and those magic moments.
Here comes Patrick Horgan. It's in the back of the net. It's exactly what the doctor ordered. Because Cork needed a lifeline. He smashed it into the back of the Limerick net.
Oh, well, he's going to still keep playing with his club, I would imagine.
Yeah, still playing with Glen Rovers, yeah. But, I suppose the demands of intercounty hurling are such that, like, he had an interview in the Examiner and he was saying it was like almost 200 training sessions that he's doing per year.
Yeah.
So he had to give.
The commitment, like, and this isn't, you know, we are obviously talking about Hoggy and his legacy, but this is every hurler that goes out there, puts that jersey on, is doing what Patrick is doing. Yeah. And they will all aspire to be, you know, as good and as dedicated as that man has been to Cork over the last few years. Let's have a listen to Hoggy talking about something that I love to see every time that full-time whistle goes. His little boy comes onto the pitch with him.
The only thing he cares about now is putting on his Glen jersey every morning at 7:30 and bouncing around the bed. Now he's actually very good. Like, all he wanted to do after every game this year is run on the pitch, and I didn't want him to run far then after the final, like, because all the clear colours were on the field
and your hamstring was gone,
and he wanted to play with that, and then he just said to me, Daddy, we can't collect the Labour card. I think I know that. But he wasn't long telling me anyway. But no, it's just perfect. Like, when I go in home, kind of leave the hurling to one side, and it's just him, and it's hard to know what they're done without him, you know.
Hey, it's good to know there's another little Hoggy in the making.
Absolutely,
anyway. Okay,
yeah.
There's one coming up the ranks eventually. All right, listeners, what have you got to say?
Retirement Hoggy, been an unbelievable 18 years. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the big days out in Dublin. Unfortunately, we couldn't get over the line, but look, you've been the face of Cork hurling for the last 18 years. Fantastic player, fantastic man, fantastic servant to Cork and to the Glen. So, happy retirement, Pat. Thanks very much for everything.
Ah, fantastic. Right, 0868104106.
Good morning. I would respectfully suggest that Hoggy should be given the freedom of Cork City.
Do you know what somebody said to me yesterday? Someone messaged me on Instagram and said, we need to name a street after the man.
Yeah,
Hoggy
well,
Street.
Well, he's already got a key.
Hoggy's Key, that's right, yeah.
Let's just call it Hoggy Key from now on, Hoggy's Key.
Best of luck to Hoggy in his retirement.
He has given me years of entertainment and enjoyment watching him with the red and white Cork jersey on him, scoring points, scoring goals. What an inspiration for any young person in Cork to take up hurling. He is absolutely amazing. I have a hurley signed by him for my son. I have it up on the wall. Best of luck, Hoggy. You're going to be missed.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Aww, isn't it?
Now, a little bit of a curveball. Obviously, everyone is coming in with the well wishes, but there's a few people out there that have a different view. Let's see.
Good morning. Not putting soul grapes in the whole Hoggy thing or whatever. I mean, he was an incredible servant to the jersey, and as a massive Cork hurling fan myself, the memories he's given are amazing. But this has been well overdue, and I for one am delighted that it's happening before the start of the Ben O'Connor era. Anyway, up the Rebels. Thanks again, Hoggy, but well overdue in my opinion.
Okay, we do live in the Democratic People's Republic of Cork hurling, yeah. So I suppose you are entitled to your views on that. But yeah, interesting. 0868104106 for all your Hoggy shout outs, and yeah, we leave it with this. He's in your head. Happy retirement, Patrick Horgan. Thank you for everything.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
There's Richie. How are you, Rich?
Great stuff, great.
How are you feeling about Mr. Hoggy retiring?
Look, 18 years. I mean, it's nearly impossible to keep going at inter-county hurling at level at that level for 18 years. Yeah. I mean, the amount of sessions, the amount of time he spent away from his family.
Yeah.
I mean, huge sacrifices made. 18 years is a long time, and not many people could do that, you know?
Oh, yeah, my God. Absolutely. No, I think there's very few. To play and to stay at that level of fitness as well, when you've got all these incredible 23, 24-year-olds coming into the squad, looking up to him and him having to stay at their level of fitness it's been pretty incredible. But anyway,
he did cost me £1,000 the last time he was on this quiz. One of the questions he asked was, what Cork hurler is known as Hoggy? And I work with a guy called Hoggy. We call Shane Horgan, we call him Hoggy, and I just couldn't get his name out of my head. So that's the only question I got wrong. So
listen, Richie,
he owes me £1,000.
That is a separate court case between you and Patrick Horgan, my friend.
Brilliant. What are the chances?
All right, my friend. Let's get you sorted this time. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who would hit with Wrecking Ball?
Miley Cyrus.
Who? What sport does Luke Littler play?
Darts.
What U.S. state is Dallas in? Dallas?
Texas.
Question number 4. Who presents The Late Late Show?
Foxy fella.
Patrick. It's also a Patrick, not Horgan.
Patrick Kilty.
That's right. Question 5.
Patrick Kilty.
George Best grew up in what city?
Belfast.
He did. Question 6. Who competed against the Traitors in the reality TV show? So the Traitors versus the... Who were the other gang?
Faithful.
That's correct. Question number 7. What year was The Goonies released? 85 or 88?
85.
Who was Ireland's third president? Oh, that's a stinker. Very famous. He would have had a lot of battles with Collins back in the day.
De Valera.
Question number 9. What year did Wilton Shopping Centre first open its doors? We spoke about it only a week ago. Quickly,
1980. No idea.
That was another stinker. Richie, let's have a listen to these. Miley Cyrus is correct. Darts is correct. Texas, Patrick Kilty, Belfast, Faithfuls. And the Faithfuls did all right last night, didn't they?
Yeah.
Were you watching The Traitors, by the way, Richie?
Absolutely not. Pure rubbish. couldn't stomach that rubbish at all.
I love it, Richie. Tell it like
complete it. Waste of time and waste of brain cells watching that rubbish.
Say it like it is, Rich. Say it like it is.
Yeah, and I suppose we have to look forward to that other pile of rubbish called Love Island next, I suppose.
Oh, geez, I'm all right, Nico.
All Richie, you're pure class. Do you know that? Don't ever let anyone tell you anything different.
1985, yeah. The Goonies was released. Correct. Eamon De Valera is correct for question 8. And question 9, 1979 was when Wilton Shopping Centre opens its doors. So, Richie, you got to come back and do it again, my friend. We'll have you back on another morning, okay?
So more Wilton Shopping Centre questions,
No problem.
It's
a 50 euro voucher from Easy Living Interiors on its way to you, Richie. Thanks for playing.
That's going to cost me money, no going out there.
Jesus. Richie,
you've got it in for everybody.
You are gas.
You're bringing Huggy to court. Yeah. You hate the traders. Yeah. You hate me now as well, probably. Bye.
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 Let's go. With McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast available every day until 11 a.m.
Red FM and Off the Ball.
With Simply Suits, your wedding suit specialist. Find us off the Kinsale Road roundabout.
Oh, interesting. Conspiracy theory. Hoggy retires from inter-county hurling only to announce a late bid for the presidency. Just saying, Paul and Ballincolly. You never know, Paul. Stranger things. How are you, Rory?
Hashtag Hoggy for the RSI. Vote for Hoggy, would you?
Yeah, 100%.
110%. Well, as you've been hearing this morning, the great man Patrick Horgan announcing his inter-county hurling retirement last night. Released a statement on social media saying that wearing the red jersey for the past 18 years had been the privilege of his life. He played 90 times in the Championship for the Rebels, scoring 32 goals, 683 points, a championship record. He's a four-time Munster Championship winner, a National League winner, and a four-time All-Star. He's also one of the 11 Cork players in the shortlist for this year's All-Stars, which were announced this morning. All-Ireland champions Tipperary have her team.
Thank you very much. It's 8:35 in the morning. We'll do Cash Machine in a few minutes. But first, it's over to the Smallies of Cork. How are you feeling this morning, kids? How's our little hurling fans?
It's a sad day for the parish, Casey. I have a slitter signed by Hoggy at home. We'll miss him very much, but hopefully I'll see him down in the club, Glen Rovers, because I play there. Thank you so much, Hoggy. You were amazing. Bye.
Oh, come here. Isn't that what it's all about? And the difference that man and all those hurlers make to those little smallies is unbelievable.
Patrick Horgan was the best free taker of all time.
Oh, synchronised compliments. I love that. Did you ever shower this morning, Vic?
Yeah.
Did you?
Why do I smell or something?
No. Did you have any thoughts in the shower?
Am I going to be late for work?
Yeah.
You do. Your mind kind of wanders, all right, doesn't it?
Shower thoughts is what they're called. Rory?
It's mainly just me singing Pink Pony Club at the top of my voice in the shower.
Still?
Yeah, still.
Yeah, still. Okay. These are shower thoughts from some listeners to this show. If the early bird gets the worm, why do good things come to those who wait? That was somebody's shower thought.
What are you trying to do to us at this time of the morning?
Shower thought. Why do we call it a pair of pants when it's just one piece of clothing?
One pant.
Where me pant? Ma'am, where's me good pant? Did you iron me pant?
A very fancy pant.
No, this one. This is a shower thought and a half. If Cinderella's shoe fitted perfectly, why did it fall off? Why did her glass slipper was a perfect fit, but she still managed to lose?
Because she tripped on the step.
And there's no one else in the kingdom a size 5 or whatever, like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, lads.
Why does quicksand work so slowly? Shower thoughts. I'm still traumatised from seeing Tarzan getting hoovered up by a quicksand in the jungle when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. He was swinging through a vine. The vine broke and then he just ended up in quicksand.
Yeah.
Saved by a chimpanzee. Well, he was, you know. If you're not supposed to eat at night, why is there a light in the fridge?
It's a very valid point.
That is a very good point.
Shower thoughts. Your stomach thinks all potatoes are mashed.
I like that. Yeah.
Because they don't arrive hard-boiled or roasted.
Yeah.
Is the S or the C silent in unnecessary?
Oh, God.
That's somebody's shower thought. Have you got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay, write this down. Write down the word bed, but do it in small letters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Shower thought. The word bed looks like a bed. Oh, I've got a shower thought from Finn before he goes into school.
Shower thoughts by Finn O'Brien. Is orange called orange because it's an orange, or is orange called orange because it's orange? Shower thoughts.
Let's do the pun day game. It's a bit of messing that we like to do every now and then on the show. I give you a theme or a topic, and I want your pun genius to hit me right into the face. This morning, I'm going to throw out there celebrities and celebrity dining, okay?
You go into a restaurant, Vic. You sit down. You want to order a celebrity dish.
A celebrity dish.
So a well-known person, married with a bit of grub, in a pun style-y.
Okay.
What have you got?
Hi there. Can I please order a Steven Spielberger?
Brilliant. Steven Spielberger.
And I'll also have a slice of Keisha Sutherland.
Keisha Sutherland.
There's one more. I've got one more. Brad Pitta bread.
Yes. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes.
A pit of the food. Rory, celebrity and restaurant dining.
Come on, Ro.
To start, I will have the Marilyn Monroe roast.
Okay.
That'd be tasty, I'd say.
That'd be very tasty.
For dessert, I'll have the Cuba Pudding Jr.
So we'll start with the Marilyn Monroe roast, Cuba Pudding Jr. Anything else in there? You got to have a three course, man.
I'll throw Kevin Bacon in there as well.
Throw Kevin Bacon in there. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Someone else is in here already.
Yeah.
Leonardo Carpaccio.
Carpaccio's.
Yeah.
Very clever. Paris Stilton. Anybody wants a Paris Stilton?
That's brilliant.
Flaniel Craig.
What?
No, that's a stretch.
That is a stretch, but it's true. Flan is a food.
Elvis Parsley. That's not bad. I like that. Oh, I'll have some Mark Ruffalo wings, please. Thank you. Very hot.
And to finish, I'll have an Al Cappuccino.
Oy, nice.
That's really good.
Isn't it?
Did you pull that one out of the bag?
Out of my head.
Down there for dancing, kids.
Out of my head.
I'll have some HR Puffin Stuffed Peppers. Peppers. HR Puffin Stuffed Peppers. If you know what this is. HR Puffin Stuffed.
Push your bend when things get rough. Oh, yeah. HR Puffin Stuffed. Can't do a little
because you can't do enough. If you know that, you're my friend.
I know it.
Let's see.
What about some Britney spare ribs?
Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch. Hit me with your best on the pun day game. There is exclusive Cork's number one breakfast show mug is yours. If we like your pun,
okay, I've just seen a brilliant one.
Go on, go.
Jürgen Schops.
Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.